Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running here on this Thursday, October 15th, almost well, I guess you would say this is midway through the month of October. October has 31 days, so midway through the day today, we'll be halfway through the month of October. Moving into Halloween, and certainly the big election coming up on November the 3rd. 18 minutes past the hour, and we've got two solid hours this morning. Now, don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble will be on today following this program, 10 a.m. until noon today, and then Swap Shop, 12:15 until 1 p.m. today. And lots of other great programming here on WWGH as well. But joined for the next two solid hours in studio by a gentleman who I don't think has been here. Well, he's been a part of the station since the beginning, but I don't think has been in the studio or on the air since July the 3rd. So here we go, October the 15th. One of many more appearances as of late, Sean Kraft. Sean, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. We're making sure your mic's on so people can hear you.
Absolutely.
So, first time since July the 3rd.
Yes, this does feel a little uncomfortable at this point.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I haven't been on the air for, like, ever. But you know what? It'll snap back out to me.
It'll snap in.
I've been doing behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well, we certainly know that people are listening after yesterday.
Absolutely. I heard the story.
It's been a day. And we'll talk about that because I believe in telling the truth when we get on the air. And we'll get into that as the morning goes on. It was quite a day yesterday if you didn't happen to be listening. But you wanted to start off with a story that you experienced this morning.
Yeah, I just want to know this answer, if anybody has the answer out there or whatever. I was going to the station today, and I noticed, you know, school buses. You know, back in my school days, I remember that, you know, we used to have to pair up like two people usually in a seat. So how are they doing the school buses now with all this pandemic going on?
I don't know. I assume they have to wear masks on the bus.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. But interesting. I just want to know that answer. Are they putting them like social, you know, like every other seat or?
Could you see inside the bus?
No, black windows.
Oh, black windows.
Yeah, they had like the tinted windows or something.
I didn't know they tinted school bus windows. Well, it's weird this morning because I followed a school bus because there's a school bus that picks kids up in my neighborhood, and I followed it down the street this morning into the Meyer parking lot, and I couldn't tell if the windows were tinted or not.
Yeah.
I don't think they were.
Oh, really?
On this particular school. But did you do you know what district this was?
This might have been a city bus.
Or just a Marion City Schools?
Yeah, it must have been.
Now, were they at McDonald's?
No, there was I was heading this way. They turned off of what did they turn off of? I think they turned off a fairground there. Off a fairground and into on Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you saw the tinted window. So you couldn't see what the kids were doing.
No.
It could have been empty.
It could have been empty, yeah.
I'm sure there are precautions being taken on the bus. Heavens knows there are precautions being taken everywhere right now.
Absolutely. Especially when a rise in Ohio, right, where numbers are going up quickly.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to be on for 2 hours this morning, Sean and I. So I want to start off by saying that I'm not going to talk about yesterday's story until the next hour. So that way, if somebody listened yesterday or came late to the show, I'm not going to talk about it till after 9 o'clock. So if you want to hear about the story yesterday and everything that's happened since, I'm not going to say a word in this first hour. We're going to talk about other things. But stay tuned because I got some stuff to tell you coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
All right.
And you know some of that.
I know some.
And we'll talk about that after 9 o'clock this morning. So, what I do want to talk about, because you've been with the station, as I said, since the beginning in 2014, and this is the second presidential election we have covered. Mm-hmm. We covered the first one very heavy in 2016. You were on quite a bit during that time. Obviously not this time. But here we are. Now, what is it? 19 days from today will be Election Day. Now, you'll be here Election Day morning, mm-hmm. like this.
Yes.
And then that night, you'll be here for election coverage, just like me and everybody else. So we'll have a lot of fun. By the way, I don't think we've said this, but there's no problem in saying it. Now, we will have live election night coverage starting at 7 p.m. here on WWGH Radio November 3rd. Our coverage is different than everybody else's because we don't break away. When we go on at 7, we don't go off till the results are in. And right now, committed to that, Glenn Coble will be at Democratic headquarters. Terry Tackett will be at Republican headquarters. In the studio, we will have Sean Kraft, Mike Wilson, myself, Mary Ellen Withrow will be in the studio. We'll be covering the local elections, the sheriff, the clerk, the county commissioners, the levies. Plus, we will have a television going in here that night so we can cover the presidential election that's going on. And, Linda Sims will be, at this point, here's what I can't say that Linda will be at the Board of Elections. Linda will either be here or she'll be at the Board of Elections. I'll know more about that before November 3rd. But we will have somebody at the Board of Elections. But it may be a different person this year. But I can't say who that person is until I have confirmation. And if that person doesn't do it, then we'll have Linda down at the Board of Elections, like she's always been. Now, aside from all that, there may be more people in studio. Who knows who will be here? We've got 19 days. Who will join this hullabaloo? But that night we'll probably have more people in here than we've ever had before. Much like 2016, when we're not just covering local elections, we expand the bow. So election night, I understand you want to have your television on because it is a presidential year. But make sure you have the radio on because we will be covering the presidential election, not just local elections, when we go on the air at 7 o'clock that night. So there you go.
So we'll be doing the national elections as well. So.
National elections as well. In a presidential year, we do that.
Yeah.
And that morning, you and I will be on to kind of prep. Because what we do, it's been a tradition, really every year we've had an election, pretty much, here at the station, is we go vote together.
Yeah.
Now, the reason for that is I vote at Day Spring, and Sean votes at the Coliseum. And those are the two biggest polling places in Marion. Now, the reason we come on the air that morning, we do the show, and then we go and do the voting is so we can see what people, is there a big turnout? Are a lot of people in the parking lot? Are there signs out? That's why we do that, and we go to the two biggest so we can report back that night as to what we saw while we were out that day. So that's what will happen on November 3rd. And that morning, trust me, will be heavy duty with the presidential election.
And they finally got me set up. Every year.
Yeah, in 2016, you had to vote
paper and
absentee.
But now I'm in the machine. I got a letter in the mail.
Well, last year you voted. You were in the machine.
Yeah, I was in the machine last year. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they finally got my, number fixed. Whatever that is.
That's good.
My numbers are all jacked up, I guess, or something.
Because you were over in that first ward, and the first ward had that city council race, which was one vote. Now, for everybody, and you used to say this, oh, my vote doesn't count. Well, one vote in your ward last time. If you hadn't voted, that could have went another way.
It could have been.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. So you have a unique story to say. Does my vote count? What do you think?
I think it did because, like you said, it was
one vote.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't voted,
it could have went the other.
Could have went the other way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know how they decide those, don't you? If they're a tie, coin toss.
Really?
How about that? That's technical. That's the technological age, isn't it?
Oh, just like wow, that's old school.
One picks head, one picks tails, and somebody down at the Board of Elections flips the coin.
Oh, well.
So that would have happened had you not voted, because it was only one vote.
So my vote did it.
Yeah, one vote did count. I mean, really?
Yeah, because normally I don't vote too. I mean, I vote the president, but I don't vote like throughout the other years, you know, on different stuff.
Well, that's not true anymore. Because last year was not any year. It was just local last year.
I did last year. You're right.
And you did vote the year before for the governor.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I do vote. But I don't, you know how like they have like different votes throughout like different crap?
I've never seen you vote in a primary, but as far as the November elections, I think there have been very few in recent years that you've skipped.
Yeah, yeah.
mostly because we're doing the coverage here, so we go out together and do it in the afternoon.
I was wondering if you know this answer real quick. Do you know how they pick people for jury duty? Is it by the license, by your license, or voting now?
It's not by voting anymore.
Oh, it's not.
No. No.
Okay.
I don't know if it's even by the License Bureau anymore. That was there was a wives' tale for a long time that's why people didn't vote, so they couldn't be picked for jury duty. Okay. I know it's not done that way anymore.
Probably your Social Security number or something.
Yeah, you're an American.
Yeah.
You're a citizen. You're probably if you pay taxes.
I served one time on a jury duty. They had to put me in a seat on the side because those seats in that courthouse is too small. They need to remodel that place.
So they had to put you in a seat on the side.
I had to get one of those metal chairs on the side, yeah. I felt like I was like the bailiff or something.
So there was an empty chair.
It was empty.
Because you were sitting over on the side.
Yes.
Now, who did they think you were sitting over there on the side?
I guess I was, I don't know, the bailiff? I don't know.
Well, what was the bailiff doing?
No, he was the bailiff stands up front by the judge.
Wouldn't that be tough on your feet? Standing all day while the trial's going on?
Yeah, it only took 4 hours for my petty trial.
Well, here we are. Let's talk about it, because this is the first time we'll be on record. But like I said, I think you'll be back before the election, obviously, and you'll definitely be back on election day. Here we are. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, 19 days.
19 days away.
What have you made of this whole election? As a matter of fact, there would have been a debate tonight.
But they got canceled because...
But it was canceled.
Because Sleepy Joe wanted...
Wait a second.
Wait.
You cannot come on here saying... And I wouldn't have you say that for the president either. You cannot come on here saying terminology like that. That's terrible. You cannot... Somebody was messing with the game. I bet you that... I'm not gonna say who it was yesterday. I know who was here, though, and somebody had to mess with it. Anyway, why would anybody touch the game?
I don't know. We'll have to break people's fingers when they start messing with
break them. Just break them. First of all, I would not let you come on and criticize the president like that, and you can't do it with Joe Biden either.
It was a joke.
That's fine.
It just came to my mind.
Go ahead.
Because everybody's saying that now.
What crowds do you travel in?
No, I have Facebook. I follow both of them. It has Donald Trump area, and I have Biden, and they both pop up on my feed line.
Right.
And
I don't think the Biden people are saying that.
Huh?
I don't think the Biden people are calling him that.
No, they're calling... other stuff.
So yeah. any event, there'll be no debate tonight.
No debate tonight. Well, simple fact is because, you know, Donald Trump, they say, because he was infected by the coronavirus, and he didn't want to do the
virtual.
Yeah, the virtual. Which, I don't blame him. In my opinion, because I think it's a lot better when you have both of them together. And when you have
Did you see the first debate?
Yeah.
Do you think it's better when they had them both together?
I think it was great.
I think it was the worst debate.
It was very interesting. I mean, it wasn't even interesting.
What did you learn from that?
I didn't learn a lot, but it was still fun to watch.
It was a mess to watch. It was a train wreck. But as far as a debate goes...
But I think debates need to be live.
What would have been live?
No, television ain't live. You need to have a side-by-side.
What do you mean? No, that would have been live.
Well, yeah, it would have been. Yeah, but they would have had to flip back and forth. Mm-hmm. On the camera.
Oh, where actually you could hear one person talk?
Yeah.
What a shame that would have been.
And then we don't know if there's any prompters that was going to be used.
Okay, first of all, I want to say this about prompters. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Okay, first of all, the debates are run on the national level by the Republican and Democratic parties, okay? If they really thought that somebody needed a prompter... Do you think the other side would allow them to have it?
Well, hopefully not. What about a earpiece?
Okay, again, do you think the other side would allow them to have it?
Chances are no, if they found out, no.
You don't think they check them before they go out there?
You get some of those earpieces that goes clear down to your ear canal.
They don't even let them carry notes on stage. They just put a notepad out there that you can make notes during, but you can't bring notes.
Yeah. I think you should be the moderator.
Well, I could have handled that. Trust me, they wouldn't have been talking at the same time if I would have been there.
What would you do?
I would say, sir, This is your warning. If you do this again, we'll cut your mic. And sound man, be ready, because if this happens again, we will cut his mic. That's what I would have done. Because I can't take that.
You have Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's crosstalk.
Well, that's what I didn't like about it. Yeah. I couldn't understand what anybody was saying.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, they had agreed to not talk when the other person was talking.
Right.
If you've agreed, then the moderator has every right to shut you down.
Right.
So,
I agree. I think the moderators that they picked was not a very good choice of either one of them.
Well, here's the reason I brought this up yesterday. And I don't think you'll mind me saying this. But people always say that we're all liberal at this station. Well, here's what I know. And I'm not going to finger anybody, but I know how people vote here. And here's what I will say at this point. I know that there are three people who are definitely going to vote for Biden. I know there are three people who are definitely going to vote for Trump. I know there is one person who still claims they're undecided. I know there is one person who at one point was leaning Trump, but now is apparently an undecided. And there's one person who's not going to tell you ever how they vote.
That's Scott Spear.
So that's this station. So right now we've got three definitely for Biden, three definitely for Trump, one who has not said yet. That's up in the air. And we can say that because they've said it. It's Adam. Adam has not chosen yet. And you are the one who at one point said definitely Trump, but the last times I've talked to you, you've said, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't know anymore. I'm definitely not a Biden fan. I can tell you that right now on the air. Again, you know, you got to stop and think about, you know, I might have to go third party this year. I don't know.
I hope Gail, our dear friend Gail, is not listening. Because in the election of 2016, Gail called in and said he was voting third party. And I asked Gail why he was voting third party, and Gail said because he didn't like Hillary and he didn't like Trump. And you told Gail that he's throwing away his vote because neither one is going to win. And there was a bit, and he took offense to that.
I know.
If we go back. And now here you are 4 years later saying you're going to vote third party. Gail, if you're listening, if anybody knows Gail, this is your time to call in, because listen what happened. 740-383-9944. That's karma.
I know. I didn't have a purpose. No, I think I'm going to write myself in. I think, you know what? I should run for president of the United States. Because you know what my platform would be? I think my platform would be everybody has to take a test before they go on the internet.
But you'd fail. how would we be there?
Oh, yes. There you go.
So back to square one, uh-huh. as they would say.
Yeah.
19 days. What's left? There's one more debate next week.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be very interesting. Now, I think Donald Trump's done a lot of good stuff before the pandemic, I can honestly say. Now, during the pandemic, did he handle everything correctly like he should be? Well, you know, nobody's ever really been in that kind of situation, no president, really.
Well, that's not true. In 1918, we had a pandemic.
But who was the president?
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, but did he, what did he do?
Well,
it wasn't as bad as it is today, though.
Well, that's the question. Is it because he handled it better? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I know we didn't have that technology in 1918.
Yeah, it wasn't all of them.
And we certainly didn't have medicine like we have today in 1918.
Definitely didn't have the social media to, you know, bring it out more than it needs to be.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say for sure. I just know the facts. I know that for a long time, people said that nobody knew. Well, that's not true.
Oh, you mean this pandemic here?
Yeah, that nobody knew in the government before March 10th, when we all found out about it. Mm-hmm. We know that was not true. That on February 7th, there was a phone call that was recorded in which President Trump said he got the call from China, and he knew it was an airborne illness. He knew it was five times more deadly than the flu. It's on tape. I mean, I don't have to say it. It's there for February 7th. So, you know, there's what it is.
Yeah. And who knew how another president that was in that seat would have handled it as well? So we don't know.
No, I think it comes down to this point. Was the right thing to do not to say anything for 6 weeks? And then, as he said, downplay it. Mm-hmm. You know, say that it's not real.
Right. Now, is this worse than the Black Plague?
Well, we're not done with this, so it's hard to say.
Yeah.
210,000 people dead. That's what it is.
Yeah, and the numbers are rising in different
states. Still. And yeah. Nobody, 9-11, which was, we didn't have this many people dead in 9-11.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's, and it's not over.
No, it's not over. It's something that we have to all work together, I guess, to try to...
Well, and this is not an indictment against Donald Trump. We're just a factual educational station here, and I understand some people don't like to hear that that's what happened, but mm-hmm. The facts are, go look. There's a tape on February 7th where he clearly knows what's going on.
Right. And, you know, like I said, I mean, he's doing a good... I think he's done a good job on certain things, and he has some... downfalls. Who doesn't, though, right? Not everybody's perfect.
I don't think anybody's perfect.
That's right. So, I mean, like I said, I have not ruled out who I'm going to vote for yet. Or I'm just going to, if Carol's listening.
You won't really vote third party, though.
Huh?
I don't believe you'll vote third party, because I don't even believe you could name a third party candidate at this point. So I find it hard to believe you would ever actually put your vote for President of the United States next to a name you've never seen before.
I know. Yeah. So I don't know yet. So.
Let me ask you this, because 4 or 5 months ago, you told me Trump. So what pulled you out of that into the undecided category?
Well, I've been following different stuff, you know, and I think a lot of this is the media, so I have to wean all the fake news out. You know, there's a lot of fake news out there that's going against the president right now, so you have to wean all that out and try to get to true facts. Yeah, he did contact the virus apparently, but he's better now.
Yes, but interestingly enough, at the same time the First Lady had the virus, and we found out yesterday that little Baron has the virus now.
I did see that.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, I mean, probably living in the family. He's probably living with her, right?
Well, but wouldn't we try to keep them apart knowing that she had the virus? Or make her wear a mask?
Yeah. Or he could have had it for... Doesn't it, like, stay in your system for a little while before...
He tested negative. When they first got it, they tested him because of that, and he tested negative. So why is he testing positive now?
Who knows? These test things, I don't know how accurate they are. Because look at Biden? No, was it Biden? Trump, right? I'm sorry, our governor.
DeWine.
Tested positive, then come and find out he was negative. So.
Well, the whole thing's a little confusing because I thought the reason that DeWine tested positive was because he was trying to meet the president, and they were testing everybody who was meeting the president so not to get him COVID-19.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how he ever got it. Did they stop testing people?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Sometimes we don't know the whole answers until, you know. But again, you know, Donald Trump's a businessman. You know, we was booming before this virus, I think. I think our economy was moving up. Certainly, I saw that in my 401k. Your 401k was doing good, the stock market. So I have to wave all that stuff, all the negative out, and figure out what I'm going to do.
But interestingly enough, which you said on the air, you did not vote for Trump in 2016.
No, I didn't. I did not vote for Trump in 2016.
You voted for Hillary?
Yeah, I did.
Now, what was the reasoning for that 4 years ago?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. I think I wanted my personal opinion. I thought, well, you know what, we need a change, and maybe try a woman in the seat, see if that would do anything. Because, you know, I think it's time for women to take control once in a great while.
Like I told Glenn yesterday, this election is not about Joe Biden at all.
Yeah.
This is people who like Donald Trump, who are voting for him, and people who hate him. who are voting for Biden and want to see him go. That's what this is all about.
Right.
And people are going to vote based on that.
Yeah. And his, you know, Biden's Harrison, I just don't think she was a good fit for. I mean, she's a strong woman, but I don't think she's fit for that position, personally.
My Vice opinion. President?
Yeah.
Now, in what way not fit?
Well, on the debate, when I watched the debate on that night, she was all over the place. Now, she was strong. She, you know, put Pence in his place when he was trying to talk to her and stuff. But I don't think she was accurate on all her answers. I mean, there's some videos that prove that she did not tell the truth. And that's the, I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have a first woman vice president as well. But I just don't think she's the candidate to have. Personally.
Why do you think he chose her? He had his pick.
But she, like I said, she is a strong woman. She's opinionated. She's independent. You could tell she was a district attorney from California. She's not a dumb woman. She's smart, or she would never have the degrees that she has. But I just don't think she just does not seem like she could be a good vice president, personally. I mean. Yeah, she was in Ohio yesterday. I watched a little bit of that yesterday. But I just don't see it.
Well, I just got to make mention of this because this is a big thing. You know, the amazing Kreskin has predicted every presidential election correctly for quite a while. And in the mail...
Oh, you got it?
I got it right here in this envelope is the, you know, presidential prediction.
Have you seen it?
No, you can't look at it.
Oh,
that's the rules.
Oh, so you can't look at it until the day of.
No, it's not the day of. It's after the president has been chosen and Kreskin comes back on the air with me. While he's on the air, I can open this. But it's in here.
Let me see it.
You'll get out of there. It's in my hands.
It says Trump.
No, it says Scott Spears. Maybe I'm president. Maybe I'll be the next president.
Yeah.
But isn't that nuts that the chances are the winner of the presidential election is right here?
Yeah, I met that guy. He's very humble. I would use the word humble.
Nice man.
Yeah.
Been on the show many times. Been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
And right there.
Yeah.
Only, I think, 4 of these went out in the world.
Wow.
Only 4 people have those. But I had to promise that I will not look at it.
Let me see if you taped it up or anything.
No, it's not. It's there. It is.
Oh, it's open.
Well, it was always open.
So you looked inside of it.
No, I have. I won't because I told the man I wouldn't.
Okay.
But I keep it this way because I'm not altering. This is just how it came from him.
I hope you didn't. You just leave that laid out for everybody in our.
No,
office.
No. I take this with me.
Oh,
but I only wanted to bring it in twice to show you and show the people yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But today this will go. Somewhere where I know I can't say that it will go somewhere where people will not see it for the next 19 days, and I will not carry it around. I will not. That way, it won't be an attempt for me to look at it. But there it is.
It's amazing how he.
You know what? Maybe we'll get a picture of this with me this morning during the break, and then we can put that online, and then I can lock it away.
There you go.
That way, listeners can see it.
Yeah, I forgot to bring my new camera in. It's out in the car.
In any event,
yes.
Here we are. But because next hour, remember, folks, next hour, we're going to get into the story from yesterday. And trust me, there's been a lot of developments since I've been on the air yesterday that we'll get into next hour. And we'll get Sean's opinion because he followed this as well. And if you want to call in next hour, that's fine, too. But we're not going to do that until the next hour so we can let all the hubbub settle. 740-383-9944. If you got anything you want to say, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Don't forget On the Air with Glenn Coble today, 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Swap Shop today from 12:15 until 1. And apparently, according to Glenn, it's finally picking back up after COVID. It was, COVID's not over, but people are a little less stressed about it. In the beginning, it's awful hard to do a Swap Shop program when that's going on.
I just want to thank Glenn. He's doing a very good job on Swap Shop. I do have people that I work with that call in about that too. So once in a great while.
It's a happy time.
Yeah.
It's a happy time.
So Glenn's doing a very good job. I tried that show many, many years ago at the mall, and oh my goodness, I could not get it off the ground. So Glenn,
no, it always
really
went into the dumper.
Yeah,
there was I think three times that it was tried.
Yeah,
and each time it went flat.
So Glenn, you're doing a very good job on that. If you're out there listening, because you know I'm glad he took it over. And
you don't want to give Glenn the big head, though. We got to watch that.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, he does a good job. I listened to it before, and he does a good job.
And then we got something coming up a week from tonight here at the station that we're not going to announce yet. It'll probably be announced tomorrow afternoon, but that'll be big.
Is it a wedding?
Yeah, we're going to have a wedding here next Thursday night.
Yeah.
You're getting married. It'll be fun, won't it?
I forgot you got your license, so you can marry me now.
I will be marrying people now at will.
Yeah.
Now, the question, though, is, before we move on past this presidential thing, 19 days.
Mm-hmm.
This is not far.
Yeah. 19 days.
What do you think's going to sway you in 19 days?
19 days. Let's see here. I don't know. I'll probably know probably like a week ahead. Exactly. Because I think right now everything's just settling down, and I think I'm going to watch the next debate and see how that all rolls out. So we'll go from there. So I'll probably be back on. I'll be back on definitely before the.
And then you'll be on that day.
Yeah.
It's going to be big.
Yeah.
Now tomorrow I'll be here from 8 until 1, and then tomorrow night from 8 until 10.
Yeah.
So Friday's a big. Big radio day.
Big radio day.
Yeah. So it's one of those things.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the license, you know, for marrying people, I thought about getting mine. For real.
To marry people.
Yeah. You can make money on the side for that.
Well, yeah, but you know, it used to be, I don't know how much you're supposed to tip the person who marries you.
Oh, I don't know.
It used to be you were supposed to tip them.
Oh, really?
Like the mother or father of the... It was usually the bride, because the bride's family was supposed to pay for everything.
Yeah. That don't happen anymore.
No, not like it used to, but they would go up and they would tip the person.
Yeah. Really, I think it's... Not, all jokes aside, I don't think you should be able to get your license to marrying people. I think it's...
No, but preachers used to hang around.
Yeah.
Maybe they still do. Yeah. I haven't got married.
Yeah, I haven't either.
They hung around after the ceremony waiting for their
tip.
I don't know if you call it a payment or a tip. I don't know what it is.
Well, is it just like a funeral home though? You have to tip the
tip it at the funeral home.
No, you have to tip the preacher or whatever. Don't you have to pay the preacher?
Well, I never did.
You never pay the preacher?
I thought that was the preacher?
Yeah,
well, a lot of people don't have a preacher come.
Oh, really?
At a funeral anymore?
I've been every funeral I've been, there's always a preacher. The preacher man or a preacher
woman. So you think you have to pay the preacher at the funeral?
I think so. I think that's part of the...
But is it a set price, or do you just give them what's in your pockets? See, I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never done that.
I mean, most of the money goes to the funeral home. I know that. But I think part of that money goes to the preacher.
No, I'm saying, do you physically have to go up to the preacher at the funeral and pay them? Not the funeral home paying them. Do you have to go up? Because that's how it goes at a wedding.
I don't know. I've never had a direct funeral or nothing.
Right. So does anybody know this?
I don't
know. Do you pay the preacher? Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is exactly what we want to know, how we're doing this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, just turns you on. When my dad passed away last year, I know my mother gave the preacher $100.
Oh, so is that the going rate?
I don't know if that's the going rate. That's not something, I don't know that you really can Google that, but she had known the minister. They were friends, but it's not like she called somebody out of the phone book or anything like that.
So,
but she ended up giving them $100.
So they are not paid by the funeral home?
No.
Okay. And so
If they are, I think a tip was expected, but no, I don't believe the funeral home is in charge of paying the minister.
So she physically went up and handed him $100.
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She did.
Now, do you know about weddings?
When I got married, which was 1982, so we're going back a ways. It was like $25 or $35.
Wow. Big difference now.
You just tipped them.
Yeah, it was just sort of like, you know, after the wedding, you're cutting the cake and drinking the punch, and you go up to them and say, appreciate you, you know, giving up a Saturday afternoon.
You know, I bet that they wait for you to start drinking the punch to tip them. That's the best time to tip. But they don't get paid for weddings either, right? It's just the tip.
They didn't back then, and I don't know if things have changed now or not, but no, I believe that, you know, when a minister will do a wedding or a funeral, that they expect to get tipped.
Well, and it's interesting, social media, here we go, we're getting a message from one of our listeners named Linda, who's saying, I have always paid the minister for a wedding or a funeral. Now, Linda, I don't feel comfortable if you want to tell us how much you paid them, but, and do they get paid, I guess is the question, if you don't pay, is it a tip or is it payment? I don't know.
That's almost sort of like, well, I guess it would be payment. I don't know that you have to do that, but it's expected.
It is expected. But, you know, I notice a lot of people, see, here's the weird thing, and I don't mean to get into this, but, okay, I always felt in a restaurant, you tip the server because the server doesn't make minimum wage. But I'm always a little funny about tipping the pizza man or the barber because they do make minimum wage and sometimes better than minimum wage, so I'm not sure why we're tipping them.
For the services.
Yeah, but we don't tip the cashier at Walmart. I thought we tipped servers because they don't make minimum wage, but pizza man and barbers do.
When I get a pizza, I always kind of pick it up. So I've never had anybody deliver a pizza to me. But when I get a haircut, my haircut's $16, and I give the she's not really a barber, she's a hairstylist or whatever. But I give her $20 and tell her to keep the $4.
Right, so but
she doesn't have a whole lot of hair to cut either.
Right, but would you tip the person who's helping? Would you? I'll tell you, similar to a haircut, would you help the person who helps you find your shoes in a shoe store and measures your foot? Would you tip the person who helps you find a wedding dress or a tuxedo? Would you tip? Those are service people.
I think they do.
Do they? I don't know. I've never...
I'm pretty sure the people that pick out the dresses or tuxedos, I think you tip them.
I only got a tuxedo once, and I didn't tip.
Didn't tip. It's not common. I'm just not sure why we... And, you know, it's fine that it goes on, but I'm not sure why we tip the barber and why we tip the pizza when they are making minimum wage and sometimes better. I mean, we see the sign down here at Domino's. They're offering sign-on bonuses, but yet we're still tipping them. And I'm not sure. We don't tip the person at the window at KFC.
I don't know. I was always grown up to tip a barber.
Well, I say maybe this is just an old moray. What do you think? Because we don't tip the KFC person. What's the difference?
I guess when you're actually in a sit-down restaurant, if somebody has a good personality, they welcome you, you know, the refill indicators. There's more to it than just, you know, handing somebody a sack when you go through the drive-thru window.
Well, it's true. Well, hey, I thank you for the information. I $100, so maybe that's the going rate in 2019.
Well, my mother's a generous tip, right?
Well, maybe that's more than you should be dropping.
I think that might be a little high, but I don't know.
Well, hey, thanks for calling. There you go, 740-383-9944. Now, our friend Linda, who's out there listening, says, I paid a tip of $75 for my dad's funeral. Tip for weddings, $25 or $75, I think is maybe what that says. The minister does a valuable service and usually a very nice talk. So for a funeral, she tips $75. And for a wedding, it's $25 to $75.
Okay.
Now our caller there had $100 for the funeral.
So, yeah, like he said, hers was because they was friends, probably.
Right, but I guess the question is, does the minister get paid outside of that? Is it a tip or is it payment?
Well, apparently it's just a tip. It's the family just pays
Right, but do they get paid anywhere else?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do they get paid doing services in church?
Well, yeah, they get paid by the church, but do they get paid for a funeral or a wedding?
Well, no, not if the family doesn't give them any money, apparently.
Well, then it's not a tip. Then it's payment.
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. That's an interesting thing. Of all the things we've ever talked about on radio, I don't think that's ever come up.
No.
But it's always interesting to me, though, because servers in restaurants, we have to understand, don't make minimum wage.
Oh, they don't?
No. So that's why you should always tip even for a bad meal, because they don't make minimum wage. So the fact that they even got it to you is worthwhile. But I don't understand why we tip the barber and the pizza person, because they do make minimum wage. And as I say, if you saw the sign at Domino's, they were offering sign-on bonuses.
I don't know. Do they pay? I think that goes towards their gas, right? I mean, if a pizza man, because they use their own cars.
I don't think. Do you think they don't get paid mileage? I can't imagine they
would. I've never been on pizza.
Neither have I. I can't imagine. Does anybody know who's been a pizza man? Do you get mileage?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I would think then being a pizza person is probably pretty lucrative, because if you're making minimum wage and you're getting a tip on every, it doesn't take long to deliver a pizza, because pizza people usually will only deliver within a certain area. You know, that's pretty good.
Right. And again, I mean, wear and tear on your vehicle, because you're using your own vehicles now. Now, you know, back in the old days, campus had their own vehicles. Remember that, campus pizza?
Yeah, but, okay, let's say this. I imagine the average tip is probably $5 on a pizza.
I usually get about $5.
Okay, $5. So let's say in the course of an 8-hour shift, I bet you're able to deliver, on the low end, let's say 4 pizzas an hour. So 4 times 8... I mean, how many pizzas is that? That's 32 pizzas. Mm-hmm. Times $5, that's over, you know, that's, what is that, 150? 50-something dollars. That on top of the minimum wage, and that's one night.
Hmm. Anyways, well, again, they're taking their time out to deliver it.
Well, this is interesting. Again, from our friend Linda out there, they get nothing from the funeral home. It's up to the family to offer payment for the minister service. So it's not a tip, I guess.
I mean, obviously the minister has to agree to come and do it anyway, so you have to make the deal with
that. Right, but I guess for whatever reason it's set up that way, I guess there's not a price talked about.
Probably not. Not until you talk to your preacher right over.
Right. So I wonder if a minister has ever looked at a family and thought, I'm not getting any money for this. I doubt it. But, you know, I'm staying home.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's interesting.
That is interesting. So even at a funeral, so they don't get paid for a funeral or a wedding, unless you pay them yourself.
Unless you pay them. So I guess it's not a tip.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if the bigger, more expensive the wedding, the more you should give them.
Good question.
Even though you're doing the same service.
I've never been married, so I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're... I mean, if you've got, like, the fountains and the chocolate fountains and the white chairs and the glasses and the big cake and all that sort of thing, and the expensive dress and tuxedos...
I mean, what is the average wedding? Probably, like, $20,000, maybe? Right now?
Wedding?
Yeah.
Cost?
Or maybe lower than that. I don't
know. I wouldn't think that much.
Maybe that's a funeral I'm talking about, $20,000. I don't know.
Funerals are... I don't think the average funeral is that much. I think the average funeral is I think it's under $10,000.
Oh,
but it's not cheap. I think it's around $6,000 to $7,000,
yeah,
for a basic funeral at this point.
Yeah.
But most people have life insurance that hopefully covers that.
Right.
But now, buying your plot, if you haven't done that, usually that's left up to other folks.
I thought about going ahead, because sometimes they run buy one, get one free. I thought about getting one.
Well, you probably need two anyway.
Oh.
So here we go.
Oh, there
as
we go.
As we hit the break. Now, remember, we're coming back in 15 minutes, and we are going to talk about it on the other side of this 15-minute break. All the baloney, all the malarkey from yesterday. You've had an hour to get ready. You can call us on the toll-free line, but I'm going to fill you in on what's happened in the last hour, and we'll talk about it. Sean Kraft is the guest today. Be back in 15 minutes.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again at 3:50. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective.